It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. The ukulele is a unique and very versatile instrument, and a group that demonstrates that maybe better than anyone else performing today is the Wellington International Ukulele Orchestra from New Zealand. They're on tour right now, and they'll be performing in Fairfield at the Sondheim Center for the Performing Arts on the 25th and in Dubuque at the Grand Opera House on the 26th. They played Des Moines earlier this week, and with me now is one of the founders of the orchestra, Age Pryor. Hello, Age.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Thank you so much for being here.
Pleasure.
And Andy Morley Hall is also with us, one of the members of the orchestra. Hello, Andy.
Hi, Charity.
Thank you for being here. And Age, let's start with you. This is an idea that you actually cooked up with your friend Brett McKenzie, who's a comedian and musician very well known in the United States for his work in Flight of the Conchords and with the Muppets and other places. Tell me how this got started.
Yeah, well, that's all true, what you just said, and except for the fact that we, you know, when you say we cooked up this idea, it was a mistake. This whole thing was a mistake. Like, it was a very casual, organic kind of thing that's almost, I guess, it fell together. And the way it began was me having a conversation with Brett after arriving home from a short trip and to a Pacific island called Fiji, where I'd seen the Fijians playing music in a way which reminded me of the reason I first started playing music in the first place. So playing music with joy. They were, it was communal. They were sitting down in a circle and just singing all the songs that they loved. And they were playing with ukulele, guitar, beautiful range of vocal harmonies and that kind of stuff. But it was casual and beautiful. And I came home and told Brett about this lovely experience I'd had. And we were both talking about the fact that because we were both working in music, how, you know, it's very easy to lose the fun when it's your career. And so we were talking about starting a jam band, something that we would just do for fun on the side, and that's where it began. And we started off with ukuleles. There was just two or three of us that began it.
And wait a minute. At that point, when you were envisioning this jam band with ukuleles, were you even proficient at the ukulele at that point?
I'd never played the ukulele before in my life. I don't think Brett had either. And we both, you know, Brett plays lots of instruments. My main instrument is the guitar. Brett plays guitar, so it's not a very big jump from the guitar to the uke. So you can if you can play guitar, you can play uke pretty easily.
Okay, so why the ukulele? I mean, having a jam band with guitars, that could be fun. Why the ukulele?
Yeah. I think because I'd mentioned to Brett the fact that I'd seen these guys, you know, while the women were cooking dinner, the guys would be sitting down in a circle with ukuleles and guitars in these villages that I was visiting. And the uke has such a sweet sound, and I was describing the quality of the music that they were playing. And I think in the conversation I had with Brett, we were just like, you know, it just kind of came from that. It was like, yeah, let's have some fun with it. I think Brett was kind of jumping on the idea of the ukulele because he heard me talking about that in the story. So I hadn't specifically said to him, hey, we're going to start a ukulele group. And he didn't really say that to me either. But we have a local cafe in Wellington, and we started meeting in the morning before people would go off to work and just trying out songs around the table in the cafe. And friends of ours would walk in and say, oh, I've got a uke at home, or oh, I might join in with you. And it's looking back, it's a very magical, very unusual thing that happened. Each person that joined it stayed in the band. And we got to number 12. The last person to join was Beck, who was washing dishes behind the counter in the cafe and really wanted to be with us, playing music around the table in the cafe. And we finally got to that last person, and the band stayed like that for 10 years afterwards. We don't always tour with 12 people, but we've got the same members, so.
And when did you make the leap from, hey, we're a bunch of friends having fun sitting around the table at the cafe, to let's perform?
You know, the other magical part of that story was that we always used to just sit around the table with a cup of coffee and some printed out music charts from the internet. And one time a woman got up from her seat on a table nearby. And as she was leaving, she dropped a $50 note on our table and said, "Buy yourself some coffees." And that was the first moment where we actually, you know, realized that that people in the cafe were listening to what we were doing and maybe even enjoying it. And we started turning around to face the cafe. We started that weekly jam turned into a regular performance in the cafe. Soon after, people were queuing up outside half an hour before the cafe opened.
In the morning?
In the morning. an hour before we were going to start playing, people were queuing just to get in and see us. Eventually, we had to stop playing in the cafe because they weren't serving any coffee or food. They were just coming in and listening to us, and the cafe wasn't doing any business for that time. People were just sitting and listening. So after that, we just started being invited to play shows, and we started touring around New Zealand. Remembering that Brett and I were both in the music business, so it was a fairly easy thing to start setting up shows.
You had connections.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Andy, let me ask you, how did you get involved with the band?
Oh, yeah. I walked in to get my daily fix of caffeine one day to find, I think there were five of them sitting around a table playing to each other. And Francis, who's a member of the band, turned to me, who I knew at the time, turned to me and went, you know, "Hey, Andy, I think he knew I could either sing or I played the guitar, and said, you know, you should go and buy a ukulele. Why don't you join in?" And I thought about it for about a millisecond, because I'd been playing the guitar for a few years before that and basically singing cover versions of songs I loved to myself and to my friends. So it seemed like a logical step. And the ukulele just sounded so amazing when I heard five of them together. So I went off that day and bought a ukulele from my local music shop and came back the next day and was like, okay, here it is. You know, I've got my ukulele. Show me how to play a C chord. And that's how it all started for me.
Now, as you all got together and you were playing ukulele music, and you also sing when you perform, and Andy, you mentioned that you enjoyed playing covers just for fun, and Age, you were talking about all of you sharing music that you'd printed off the internet. How did you decide what kind of music you would play?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we would all come to rehearsals with, you can imagine, 12 different musical tastes. And so we'd all come to the table with different songs. And it was quite surprising, actually, how which songs seemed to work on the ukulele. And it was often a case of just giving each one a run-through.
Well, let's get a little bit of sample of music. And I want to play a cover that you play. And do you play this in the tour that you're doing now, Team by Lord?
We do, yeah. It's a regular song in the tour.
All right. Well, let's first listen to Lord's version of this song so that we're all on the same page and familiar with this song.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and she'll send the call out, 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 send the.
All right, that's just a little taste of the song as it's done by Lord. Now let's listen to the Wellington International Ukulele Orchestra version.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness that you'll send the call out. Call all the ladies out, they're in their finery. 100 chills on throats, 100 chills between teeth. Now bring my boy.
All right, that's just a little bit of the song Team, a cover that you perform. Now, when I listen to Lord's version of that song, granted, I'm not a ukulele musician, but imagining it as a ukulele song is about the last thing on my mind. How did you decide that was a song that would sound great performed by many ukuleles at the same time?
Hey, Jeff, to you.
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. I think, you know, one of the funny things about this group is there's automatically humour and life as well. When you try anything on the ukulele, it brings humour and character to whatever you're trying to do. And sometimes the least likely tunes are the ones that work the best. I'm going to give away a little secret as well. It's an important secret for our group. When we try to play a song, almost always we're trying our very best to sound exactly like the original. And that's what brings the magic. Because it's never going to sound like the original, we try to get as close as we can with these silly little four-string instruments. And somehow it ends up going somewhere else, but still sounding really great. And another thing that we often get told is that people prefer our version to the original. And that's not putting down the originals. The originals are always classics, but another thing that the ukulele does is it brings out the essence of the song, so that you're hearing just the important elements. You're hearing the beautiful melody that's sung. You're hearing the chord progression in a very simple form, and it really boils the tune down to its most important parts.
Although it may boil the tune down to its most important parts, but it also, in that song in particular, takes what is really kind of a dark and dramatic song and makes it sound so happy and fun.
That's so true, and that's the magic of the uke. And, you know, that's why that's such a massive part of our group's success, I think. Like, I've heard it so many times where people are just so happy when they leave our shows. They've got this big smile on their face, and it's really made their day. That was happening right in the beginning when we were talking about starting off in that cafe. The reason people came down was because it got their day off to a great start. They'd go off to their office job or wherever they were going, and that they would have had. It's like a second injection of coffee, you know, like they've already had a great time. So,
as this turned into a real going concern, as you began performing for crowds, I mean, now you're on a world tour. You've been traveling around the United States since January, and playing, you're going to play 40 shows total. How do you came to it for joy and fun, and now it's a business. How do you maintain the joy as you make that shift? And Age, I'll let you go first.
It's another great question. There's two strands to that. On the one hand, our group is they're just such wonderful people. Everybody in the group gets on really well. Everybody loves doing what we're doing. And to a certain extent, everybody still can't believe that it's happening, because it did start out with absolutely no concept or ambition or anything. And so there's always been this marveling at, isn't this crazy? This crazy thing is still happening. Isn't it amazing where we've arrived at? So on one hand, that's a really easy thing, just because of the nature of the people. We've always tried to keep this, you know, sometimes we think of our group as like a model of ideal society. Everybody has an equal say, and it's a communal kind of thing. So being together is often a really, it's a great break for us from our normal day-to-day lives. We were in, you know, the hardship of living in society, of just having to do your day job and live normally. This is a great, exciting break for everybody. And in the background, there's one other thing I'll say, which is that for me and Gemma, who is also on the group but not on this tour, the two of us manage this group. And if I put my band manager hat on, I can say it's been really hard trying to keep the joy and the fun that relationship with the group as the business has gotten bigger, because touring for 40 shows in America from New Zealand is a huge amount of work. So there's that as well.
Now I want to play a little bit of another song, E Ipo. It's a traditional island song that you perform. Let's listen to that. All right, just a little taste of Ipo, a traditional island song. And Age, you mentioned being in Fiji and being very taken with performances of the ukulele there. Do you try to keep some of the traditions of the ukulele alive as well as doing your own thing?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really important to us. You know, I mean, so much of the fun in our show comes from clashing the uke up against contemporary songs like a Justin Timberlake number or something like that. But, you know, we're really aware of the history of the instrument. And the other special thing that we can bring, which is unique, is the music from New Zealand. So there's the Hawaiian history, which we try to keep in our show as much as we can, and the Māori and New Zealand traditional waiata and songs, which are always in our show as well. And we find actually that sometimes those songs, they might be performed with not one element of irony at all. They might be just performed straight, and the audience often will gravitate towards those tunes and really appreciate them because they're hearing something that they're never going to hear from anybody else unless they see a traditional New Zealand music group.
Well, thank you both for talking with me today, and I hope you have so much fun on the rest of your tour.
Thank you so much. We're having so much fun already, and yeah, we're stoked to be in Iowa and stoked to be traveling around the country, seeing all these different places and meeting amazing people. So yeah, we're looking forward to more of that.
Thanks, Charity. It's been a pleasure.
Age Pryor is one of the founders of the Wellington International Ukulele Orchestra from New Zealand. Andy Morley Hall, one of the members of the orchestra. They are on tour right now, and they'll be performing in Fairfield at the Sondheim Center for the Performing Arts on the 25th and in Dubuque at the Grand Opera House on the 26th. And we will go out with their cover of Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake.
We don't have to say what you did. I already know. I thought I'd run. Now there's just no chance for you and me. There'll never be. Don't it make you sad about it?
Talk of Iowa is produced by Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nevin.